Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Derek Day, the managing director of the Blake Project. Derek, how you doing?
Hey, good, Kemp. It's good to be with you.
It's good to talk to you. You're an expert in the branding area, and this is a topic that we like to talk about every now and then. I'm talking to you now because you just recently got involved with a flooring group of brands. You were intimately involved with Ray Mancini's decision to take Belknap White, J.J. Haynes, and Swift Train, and you know, those legacy brands that have been around forever, and come up with a new brand that we just talked about recently, UCX, which stands for Ultimate Customer Experience. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Kemp, it was a great pleasure working with Ray and his team, and actually a great honor. They came up to a point in their organization's development where they had acquired two other large organizations, and as a family-owned business, they were thinking about how we can build a competitive advantage beyond what we already have. That took one big step forward as far as courage goes. They knew they had to transform. We're in an age of disruption. And so essentially, they decided to reach out and go through a process. And that process starts with thinking about the inside of your organization. When we talk about brands, we talk about marketing, we think about external things. But really, it's that brands are built from the inside out. So just to boil it down here, when we did arrive at the name UCX and its ultimate customer experience, it was strongly tethered to the idea that this is something that they could deliver on. It wasn't aspirational. It was something that was in their DNA already. And that's what we discovered with some comprehensive research, customer research, that helped us see that is something that name could truly reflect who they are. So here we are. It's out in the market now, Ultimate Customer Experience, and the people behind it are what will make that come to life for people. And one other thought on a name: the name is the first story we tell about ourselves. And the name is also a container for meaning. And what the people do at UCX will fill that name up with meaning. And we're confident, and I say we as a team, and confident that meaning is going to stand for ultimate customer experience.
So branding really is establishing a promise with some symbol or some set of letters or name. So a question to ask is, as people in the flooring business, whether they're retailers or suppliers or distributors, manufacturers, what should they be thinking about when they're considering building a brand?
There's a lot of definitions about what a brand is. Folks have probably heard it's a promise. That's one good definition. Another that I like to say is that a brand is the sum of all experiences a customer has with you. So it's a totality of everything coming together, from the product to the customer experience. There are really five key things you need to think about in growing a brand. And it starts with awareness. That's the first driver. Without that, we all know that you're not going to have any customers, no matter how good the price is or how good the product is. But you need to have awareness. About 80% of marketing budgets are aimed at just building awareness, getting people to know who you are and understand the value you represent. The next is relevant differentiation. That's the thing that makes you stand apart. You've got to get that right too, right? That's a unique value that you own in someone's mind. The third, and there's really five drivers here, it's value. You know, what makes your brand worth it? And that could be saving someone time, not just price. The fourth is accessibility. How easily you are found. Another way to look at it, Coca-Cola wants to be accessible to everybody in the world, while Louis Vuitton wants to be accessible to just a few. And that's, of course, where the luxury strategy comes in. And that's a lever that's pulled to control accessibility. But you need accessibility one way or the other to build a brand. And then fifth, well, it's one of the most important, let's just say, is emotional connection. You need to have a strong emotional connection to your customers. They have some of the answers, but all of the money. So the focus needs to be on them. And we've found that when you have those five drivers together, you can create what we like to call brand insistence, where there are no substitutes, which is a very powerful place, if not the most powerful place to be when you're talking about a brand.
You know, Derek, right now business is a little soft in almost every category in the flooring business. And this is a really good time to be thinking about these fundamental questions about the brand and, you know, building your brand. So what's your advice to people that are in the flooring business right now?
In uncertain times, there is an antidote, and that is trust. Trust is the antidote for uncertainty. Your brand is what helps people understand that there is trust. It comes through in your brand. And for flooring professionals right now, it's important that you take a close look at what your brand represents in people's minds. It will be the strongest brands that overcome the valleys in the economy. It will be the strongest brands that actually are able to leverage downtimes to get ahead. And that's really key. And it all starts with understanding what you stand for and what you stand against. And to do that, you've got to really think about your strategy. And strategy just doesn't happen. You know, the leadership team should be thinking about, well, what is the unique value that I can own in someone's mind? Or even, you know, if I could make my customers feel one thing, what would it be? Which would lead me to these strong emotional connections. So those are just a couple of things, Kemp. It's important to look inward right now. It's important to look inward.
Okay, Derek, well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners and then giving us some things to think about building brands. I should have mentioned that you've worked with some strong brands, Coca-Cola, General Electric, just to name a few. Again, been talking to Derek Day, the managing partner with The Blake Project, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.